You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Ben Trefney, in for Hana Baba.
No justice! No peace!
Ferguson, Missouri, 2014. No justice! Thousands take to the streets to protest the police shooting of Michael Brown. But they're also protesting an overall pattern of police discrimination. Listen to George Fields, who is waiting in line for Brown's funeral.
When you get pulled over for menial things, you have to go through too much to get out, and you lose your jobs and whatnot, you know, for a $50 ticket and pull over.
The Department of Justice found that police in Ferguson disproportionately targeted black residents with traffic tickets and other fees. Similar patterns soon came to light across the nation. Here in San Francisco, the city treasurer called the city a predatory government. In 2016, he announced a new office to reform city fines and fees, and he named Ferguson as an inspiration. This Sunday, some of those reforms are taking effect. But do they go far enough? We check in with our reporter, Eli Wirtschafter. Eli, how did Ferguson change things in San Francisco?
I think it really focused attention on just how high some of these fines and fees are in San Francisco and how hard that is on poor people and people of color especially. The Chronicle did an investigation in 2016 and found that towing charges in San Francisco were twice or three times as high as in other major cities in the U.S. Elisa Della Piana, who's a civil rights lawyer in San Francisco, told me that after Ferguson, activists got more interested in reforming fees.
We've been more and more aware since Ferguson that municipal fines and fees are getting higher and higher, are imposed in many instances unfairly or discriminatorily, and we have our cities placing an unfair debt burden on low-income people.
So in 2016, the San Francisco treasurer created something called the Financial Justice Project. It's basically a division of his office to look at fines and fees in the city and figure out which ones are having a discriminatory impact on poor people and people of color.
Now, the Financial Justice Project, that sounds like a noble cause, clearly. So what's it done so far?
Well, the thing is they can't actually change policy. All they can really do is make recommendations to other agencies and to lawmakers. So, one example, the city allows you to enroll in a payment plan if you get a traffic ticket and pay it off over time. Mm-hmm. The city also has an option of allowing you to pay off tickets by doing community service. But in the past, you had to pay at least $60 to sign up for those plans. The Financial Justice Project said that low-income people should be able to sign up for free. So in March, the SFMTA, the Municipal Transportation Agency, kind of compromised and lowered the enrollment fees. Now you can sign up for the low-income payment plan for just $5. Although actually, the Financial Justice Project can't take all the credit for that one because at the same time, that lower rate was now required by a new state law. Mm-hmm. Low-income, by the way, is defined as a household making less than two times the federal poverty rate.
Okay, so this Sunday is July 1st. That's the start of the fiscal year. And understand there'll be some other fees going down.
Right.
What are those?
So these are fees that relate to towing and booting. So if you're low income now and your car is towed, you no longer have to pay for the first 3 days of storage fees. So that could save you up to $200. Mm. Another new rule, if you're low income, you don't have to pay the $177 towing fee to the city. But that's actually just one of many different towing charges that you're going to get if your car has been towed. There's still all the fees you owe to the private company that tows cars in San Francisco. And then you're still on the hook for whatever citation got you towed in the first place, which could be hundreds of more dollars.
Right. But the city is giving a bit of a break there.
Yeah. It's almost a $180 discount on towing for low-income people.
And you mentioned that boot fees are being lowered, too.
Right. So, again, this is starting July 1st. Now low-income people can get a discount on the fees for boot removal. If you have unpaid citation, the city puts a boot on your car so you can't move it. That boot removal used to cost $500 for everybody. The new low-income rate is $100, so that's a lot less.
Well, every time you do something, there's going to be some sort of consequence. Is the
Yes.
city expecting to lose revenue because of these changes?
Yeah, they are, actually. For the boot removal, they're expecting that the reduced rate will cost the city $80,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
And because of the reduced tow rate, they're now planning to raise towing fees for everyone else who doesn't fall into the low-income category. The tow fee will go up by $15 in 2 years for everyone else.
Interesting. So the people with low incomes get a discount, and everybody else pays a little bit more to offset that.
In this case, yes. That's the argument that the SFMTA is making. But then there's, at the same time, and there's an argument to be made that all these reforms, the reduced rates and the payment plans for low-income people, could actually counterintuitively increase the city's revenue.
How's that?
Well, so a lot of times people who can't afford to pay for parking tickets simply never do. They just don't pay the citations and they don't pay the towing fees. And then Auto Return, this private company, gets to sell their car and Auto Return keeps the money. Hmm. So now the idea is if the city can make it easier for people to actually pay their tickets, then the city could get more income.
That could happen. It's an optimistic theory.
Well, it's not just a theory. Ann Stuhldreher, who's the director of the Financial Justice Project, says it's already happening.
The number of people who are opting to do payment plans to pay off citations has quadrupled. If we can find something that works better for people, it can actually work better for the city as well.
But there are still some hurdles for people who want to take advantage of all these new reforms. And one of them is proving you're a low-income earner so that you can enroll in these plans. There's only one place you can do that. It's the SFMTA Customer Service Center on Van Ness and Market.
Now serving 0016 at window number.
I went there to check the place out. It's this little office that's only open during weekday business hours. And I went up to the guy at the counter, his name was Faisal Sheikh, and asked how you can get on a reduced rate plan.
They have to do it in person.
You can't do it online. You have to show up with documentation that shows you're eligible for some other public benefit like Medi-Cal or food stamps that have similar income requirements. And here's another thing. If you had unpaid citations and your car was towed for that reason,
community service is not offered once a car is booted or towed.
So these reforms make a difference, but there still can be a lot of obstacles to getting on a payment plan or a community service plan.
Yeah, they're just getting started with some of these things. So at this point, is the city done making these reforms, or can we expect to see more in the future?
Well, there are a lot of recommendations that the Financial Justice Project has made that have not yet been adopted. So for instance, they wanted to eliminate all towing fees for people who live in their cars. Hmm. So we'll see if fees in general are an issue that the incoming mayor, London Breed, wants to take on. In the past, she's been critical of how high towing fees are in San Francisco. In 2016, she was one of the people who was pushing for some of the reduced rates we have now. She said to the Chronicle that it amounted to robbery, the current system. So this could be something she makes a priority as mayor.
Well, we'll find that out pretty soon. London Breed's coming into office on July 11th. Well, thanks very much for the report, Eli.
You're welcome.
Eli Wertschafter is KALW's transportation reporter. You could email him at transportation@kalw.org.